If you're in Colorado and you're under 9,000 feet, you're likely at risk for West Nile virus. Since the virus was first discovered in the state in 2002, there have been more than 1,300 reported cases, though the actual number is certainly much higher. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg takes us to Delta County, where a passionate group of survivors is trying to wake people up to the danger buzzing around them.
Last August, Ed Marston couldn't figure out what was going on.
He felt tired and confused and listless.
The former publisher of the High Country News had recently had a successful heart bypass operation. And his wife Betsy says he'd been recovering well, was back up to hiking 2 miles a day through the Paonia wilderness he loved. But all of a sudden, his body went downhill.
And then finally, he could barely walk, and that's when we went to the ER.
By the time the test results came back positive for West Nile, the virus had been eating away at his body and mind for little more than a week. He shook uncontrollably. He was practically comatose. Within days, he died.
West Nile disease is brutal. You suffer. He suffered.
Betsy Marston's now part of a survivors group with about a dozen people. The goal, she says, is to support those affected by West Nile and also warn everyone else.
People are unwilling to accept a hazard that seems so ephemeral, I think. It's just a bug, you know, you slap it and it's dead.
In the vast majority of West Nile cases, people show few or no symptoms and often don't even know they have it. But West Nile has killed about 2,000 people nationwide since it landed in the U.S. 2 decades ago. It's left many more severely disabled. This very small chance of a very awful outcome can make West Nile warnings hard to get across. All summer, Paonia has free music nights at its downtown park, always packed with families, camped out on blankets, surrounded by food trucks and beer stands. And always, there's a table with free mosquito repellent, which often goes unused. The people I met there all had thoughts about West Nile, but didn't seem too concerned.
Isn't that like worrying about getting hit by like a meteor or something? Like, should I always be walking around with a hard hat on?
Drew Henry was visiting from Arizona, a place that also has West Nile. Janet King is a local who knows 4 people who've contracted it, including her husband. But she refuses to live in fear of it and said if a West Nile carrying mosquito wants to bite you, there's not much you can do to stop it.
Which is why I think people don't want to acknowledge what damage it does, because you can't do anything about it if you have it, and you can't really keep a mosquito from biting you.
Health officials strongly disagree and stress wearing approved insect repellent, covering up, and avoiding the outdoors at dusk and dawn. And parts of Delta County are taking further steps to protect citizens. A white, mosquito-killing fog pumps out the back of a pickup truck and into the warm evening air on Paonia's outskirts. Spraying still has plenty of critics here, but has become less controversial as it's become more targeted. Mike Clausen with the North Fork Mosquito Abatement District says when he passes locals, he sometimes gets a thumbs up.
That's when you know you're appreciated.
But more than a third of Delta County has no mosquito control at all. To get voters to approve abatement everywhere and to pay for it, the area's West Nile support group says the problem has to feel personal. So they're talking to anyone who will listen, at public meetings and local organizations. A year after contracting West Nile, group founder John Vandenberg still needs a walker to slowly make his way through his Paonia home. Vandenberg initially lost 30 IQ points and feeling across much of his body, but his abilities are coming back, if slowly. He feels lucky because it could have been so much harder.
I had friends, I had relatives, I had support, I had financial abilities. If you don't have any of those things, try to imagine not all of a sudden you can't walk and your arms don't work and your brain's going haywire.
Vandenberg says people pay attention when they hear his story, but he knows it can be tough to accept this danger.
Before I got West Nile, when I'd look at my area, I would see nothing but wonderfulness. Now I look at my area and think it's wonderful, it's beautiful. But boy, I better be careful.
Because even though the odds are minuscule, he now understands how much a life can change from one mosquito bite. In Delta County, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.